This is KTWH. I'm Katya Gordon, checking in a weekly way with Greg Ruberg, the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. Thank you so much, Greg, for calling in this Friday morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's always lots to talk about. Let's start with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which has gotten a lot of attention from the media lately.
Yes, this was the big news of the week, and I'm sure most people have heard, but the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was put on hold. And really some background around that, and we've gotten a lot of bulletins from both federal and state government and different avenues. But so 6 people out of 7 million have developed a blood clot after what they think is after receiving the Janssen vaccine. And it's all been women so far from age 18 to 48 years of age. And what it's called is cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. So it's a stroke type of situation from a blood clot happening from several days after the vaccine to 2 weeks after the shot. And so what they're doing right now is just doing a deeper dive to really understand, are they linked? And then what do we do about it? So there's supposed to be a federal review expected to be completed next week and make a decision whether it resumes or there's changes made. So in Lake County, we've actually given only 100 doses total of the Janssen vaccine. It's just been really difficult to get. And so So I think the impact in Lake County obviously is very low.
Yeah.
So I think the thing to keep in perspective is less than 1 per million. So it's, again, low but significant if you're that person.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, and it sounds like you are here in Lake County. We're working on getting a vaccine info line so that people can talk more specifically and individually with a healthcare person. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had really good success in Lake County for months on vaccination rates. And I'll share a few stats and then talk about the line and the reason for that. You know, in a report I did for our internal newsletter here this week, I shared data that, you know, as of, this was on the April 12th, this information was current, but 36.4% of the U.S. population had at least one dose of the vaccine. In Minnesota, that was 37.8%. And in Lake County, it was 46.7%. So again, very strong numbers for Lake County compared to the state of Minnesota and the U.S. If you break that down one step further, we're at 56% of Lake County residents 16 years of age and older have had at least one dose. So that's the vaccine that we can give down to age 16. And then almost 80% of our residents 65 and older have had the vaccine. So again, overwhelmingly success around vaccination rates and kind of that progress. However, we know that if there's 56% of the residents have had it, 44 have not. And we're starting to see a little bit more vaccine hesitancy or concern about getting the vaccine. And again, naturally, people that wanted it worked really hard to get it early, and so those people have now received it. We're going to create a Lakeview vaccine information line where people can call into Lakeview if they've got specific or kind of high-level questions about the vaccine in general. So it could be questions about, you know, the development of the vaccines between Pfizer and Moderna and Janssen, but also questions about, you know, timing of the shots and kind of what to expect from those kind of things. We've been taking those calls for months. I mean, I've answered, you know, probably dozens or hundreds of calls from people asking questions, which has been great. We want to extend this now to providers as well. So if you can actually get information or a call back from a physician or a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, answering questions. The one thing we will not be able to do specifically is if you call in and say, I've got these 3 or 4 medical conditions, when or how should I get it, and you're not our patient, that's going to be difficult. You should, you know, people should still reach out to their own primary care practitioner, but this will give people an opportunity to speak to a healthcare professional on the medical side with questions.
Yeah. I know when I was in there to get a vaccine, I got a big info sheet that was very informative, and it definitely told me things that I had not known before, but that was after I had already made the decision to get it. So this is sort of maybe providing something similar for before any decision like that is made. So more information is always a good thing.
Yeah, what we found, it's been interesting over the past probably month or so. There's been more questions of people that are more hesitant. For the first month or two of our vaccination campaign, every single call was, how do I get the vaccine now? I mean, how can I get it quicker?
Right.
How do I get on the list? And really nobody was calling saying, I'm concerned about getting it. You know, and then when all those people got it, now we're seeing kind of the remainder saying, I'm not quite sure, I'm on the fence, or I'm just not going to get it. We had some really good calls this week about people asking, one specific question was, you know, I want the vaccine, but I'm a little bit nervous about coming into a building to get it. And so we were able to share all of the precautions that we put in place with masking and distancing and, you know, negative air pressure and all of those kind of things. And it's a very, very safe environment to get a vaccine. And so I think those things help.
Yeah.
Again, we're happy to share information open and honestly and help people make informed decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, and that leads a little bit into my next question, which is that it seems like there is there was a huge demand at the beginning for the vaccine locally, and now that demand is down significantly. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and also your partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health and how that connects?
Yeah, so we stay well connected with our state partners as well as our local partners. But I was on a phone call with Commissioner Jan Malcolm on Wednesday talking about vaccine hesitancy and challenges across the state in terms of vaccine. And, it's really important that all of us work together from a state health department down to local public health, to hospitals and health systems and others, and really looking at what are the barriers at this point and what do we expect going forward. And so I was able to speak to kind of the Lake County experience and make some recommendations for strategies as we go forward. Things like, additional education, for people that maybe have questions or are hesitant, and that's where the information line comes in. Different types of direct mailings that we can help share information in an open and honest way, again, to help people make informed decisions. Also, we see challenges in terms of, and I've talked about this before, but in Minnesota, there's a 72-hour rule. So what that means is once we accept a vaccine and get it, or upon receipt, we have to give it within 72 hours. Well, if we get vaccine on a Tuesday, for example, that gives us Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to give it, which means we can't do a Saturday clinic or a Sunday clinic, which is very difficult. So we're actually creating constraints in our county by following an arbitrary rule that really, at this point, doesn't probably make a lot of sense. I think up front it was good.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to share that feedback. So this week, for example, as we worked to fill vaccine clinics, we did an evening clinic on Wednesday night, and then we're doing a Saturday clinic this week. And again, that filled pretty quickly, both of those, because it was more convenient for people to get in. So, I think we are sharing direct feedback, both positive and negative, from the front lines of vaccination with state leaders to say that, state policies are great, but you have to understand what's happening kind of at the county or community level. And they've been receptive to that. And so that call was effective.
Yeah. Yep. And then do you want to speak at all about coronavirus itself and any of the variants going around, or how I know we've talked before about how the schools are definitely and immediately affected by the rates of contagion in the county in general.
Yeah, so this, our school district here locally had pretty strong acceptance of the vaccine, so really good turnout and people getting vaccinated, which is super helpful. So that's for the teachers and staff, and also we've seen more and more kids now 16 and above receiving the vaccine. What's been interesting with the variants, and again, Lake County, I think we need to celebrate again, like I've said many, many times, is our case rates are very low. I mean, we continue to do very, very well compared to the state and the country in terms
right.
of positivity and all of that. So that's great. I think we're doing a lot of things right here. What we've also seen, though, is there's a little bit of a lag from when we see the Twin Cities kind of heat up a little bit in terms of cases and hospitalizations and all of that. It tends to make its way here sometimes, but again, it takes 2 or 3 weeks. It's really concerning to hear that we're starting to see now Twin Cities hospitals being full, ICU beds being full, and people having a hard time seeking care. But I always remind people this is not a COVID, it's not necessarily all due to COVID, but COVID plays an impact. So we heard of a case this week where somebody from a Twin Cities suburb had to be taken by ambulance from the Twin Cities to a Duluth hospital to get a bed for care because there was not a single bed available in the Twin Cities. So to me, that's I always watch that carefully.
Yeah.
This is what happened back in November. The other thing we've been hearing, and we've not seen this here, so this isn't local, but in some communities in Minnesota, the emergency rooms are seeing more people in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s showing up with breathing difficulties from COVID and just other complications of COVID, which hasn't really happened that much before. That was pretty rare going back, 3, 6, even 9 months ago. It was people that were 65 or 70 and older that were showing up. But if 80% of those people are vaccinated, they're going to do very well against COVID. And so now it's starting to affect the unvaccinated younger people. And a couple hospital CEOs said when they talked to the physicians who treated these people, the patients were very surprised that they, number one, got COVID, and number two, they ended up in the ER. They just thought it would never happen to them. So there's something with the variants that, may be impacting younger people that we just haven't seen before. So again, I think as we have more and more vaccination, the impact should be less, but it's just something we're preparing for and hoping it doesn't happen. But
Yeah. And I guess every percentage point of people vaccinated in our county that goes up or really does help that. Do you want to speak at all, Greg, to people who have had COVID and would say, well, I have the antibodies, so I am protected already and I'm not passing it?
Yeah, this is actually another common question. And this is a great example of, I think, one that physicians can really weigh in. There are so many factors and variables in this one. Is number one, when did you have COVID? How severe did you have it? What was your kind of your immune response? Was it the original virus or is it, you know, the one of the variants? You know, they're still recommending vaccination after a period of time after having tested positive for COVID. It's still expected to provide good effective protection against complications or hospitalization or worse. So, you know, I think...
What if somebody has had an antibody test and they know that they have the antibodies?
Yeah, I think the kind of the data is still a little bit unclear.
You know,
I think that would defer that one to a physician. But
okay.
I think the recommendations still are, though, that people pursue vaccination. The other one that's been really clear is people that are, you know, either pregnant or in kind of childbearing age. There's been a lot of kind of noise around, well, you shouldn't get a vaccine if you're a young female or male due to infertility issues, and that those are just unfounded. I mean, there's really no research at all to support that claim, but that seems to be a big social media campaign now. And our physicians have addressed that, and we've got physicians at Lakeview that are in childbearing age and have had the vaccine and feel very comfortable. So it goes back to, again, following those CDC recommendations, MDH, and your local provider.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much, Greg. This has been a very informative weekly check-in, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Greg Ruberg. He is the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital right here in Lake County. You're listening to KTWH.